This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives passes appropriation bill by majority. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli defends next fiscal year's budget. Government forms high-level probe committee led by former Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi over visit visa scam. Opposition parties reject Bairagi-led committee demanding parliamentary probe committee. And U.S. strikes fall short, intelligence report says Iran's nuclear sites remain intact. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has passed the Appropriation Bill 2082 yesterday, marking a key step toward implementing the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26. The bill was tabled by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel, who also presented proposals for the Finance Bill and the National Debt Recovery Bill, both of which were approved by the lower house. Several proposals from lawmakers seeking budget cuts were rejected by majority vote following responses from ministers on allocations in various sectors. Addressing the House, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli described the budget as balanced as possible, acknowledging the challenge of meeting all demands amid limited resources. He said criticism of the budget is natural and assured lawmakers that future allocations would aim for greater balance. Likewise, Finance Minister Podel defended the budget, stating it was based on realistic economic expectations and highlighted signs of positive recovery in Nepal's economy. Meanwhile, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung called the upcoming decade the Information Technology Decade. He emphasized the government's commitment to press freedom and digital inclusion. Minister Gurung said the government was fully committed towards freedom of expression and press freedom, adding the ministry has a plan to achieve socio-economic transformation and economic prosperity through IT. Minister Gurung also added that the government plans to begin broadcasting disaster early warning alerts via Radio Nepal and SMS starting next fiscal year. The government has formed a high-level study and investigation committee under the chairmanship of former Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi over immigration and visit visa scam. The committee led by former Chief Secretary includes joint secretaries from six different ministries. Announcing the decision during yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak said the committee aims to address long-standing issues with visit visas through policy, legal and structural reforms. The move comes amid increasing pressure from lawmakers across party lines. The CPN Maoist Center welcomed the decision with the party's Deputy General Secretary Barshaman Pun thanking the government for responding to their demand. However, opposition parties have raised concerns over the committee's composition. Dr. Swarnim Wagle of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party criticized the appointment of a former chief secretary to lead the investigation, calling instead for a parliamentary committee or one led by a current or former justice. Likewise, Gyan Bahadur Shahi of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party demanded an investigation into the actions of the 14 home ministers who have served over the past 18 years in relation to the visa scam. The government says the probe committee is part of its commitment to transparency and reform in immigration policy. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari has pointed out the need of making policy-level arrangement to address the issues of cheating taking place in the name of foreign employment. Responding to queries on different headings of the ministry under the Appropriation Bill 2082 in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Bhandari mentioned that additional responsibility would be given to District Administration Office, expanding institutional structures in order to address the cases related to foreign employment cheating. The minister shared that around 36,000 such cases have now been registered at the Department of Foreign Employment. adding that technical study was underway for the development of National Labour Market Information System, which would be a means for the migrant workers to establish direct contact with their motherland. The Labour Minister mentioned that an arrangement has been made to send workers to Europe in an institutional manner from coming July. The Supreme Court has asked the Gandaki Provincial Government not to suspend the enforcement of the ride-sharing regulations. Responding to a writ petition filed against the provincial government's decision to suspend the implementation of the ride-sharing regulations, the court issued an order in the name of the provincial government to not implement its decision to suspend the regulations for a month. The Division Bench of Supreme Court Justices Thil Prasad Shrestha and Mahesh Sharma Podal handed down the order yesterday. It may be noted that the Ride-Sharing Regulation and Management Regulations 2082 was introduced by the province government and published it in the Provincial Gazette on May 13. But the Federation of Nepal Transport Entrepreneurs staged a nationwide public transport strike against the regulations, following which the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers wrote to the Gandaki Provincial Government to suspend the implementation of the regulations. Accordingly, the provincial government decided to suspend the regulations for 1 month on June 3rd. President Ramchandra Podal presented the National Farmer Award to 14 farmers across the country yesterday. Addressing the award distribution ceremony, President Podal said that the agriculture sector can play an important role in creating employment opportunities in Nepal for the youth who are leaving for foreign employment. The president also stressed the need for those policymakers, government and professional organizations should pay special attention to creating an environment to attract youth returnees in the agriculture sector. All the awardees received a cash prize of ₹200,000 each and a certificate of appreciation. On the occasion, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari said that the contribution of farmers has provided important guidance towards making Nepali agriculture self-reliant, production-oriented and modern. Two Nepali citizens evacuated from war-hit Iran have safely arrived in Nepal. They were rescued through the assistance of the Indian Embassy in Tehran and sent via Delhi following coordination between the governments of Nepal and India. According to the Nepali Embassy in New Delhi, 9 other Nepali nationals remain in the Iranian city of Mashhad. They were unable to board the evacuation flight due to missing documentation but are currently safe in a hotel alongside Indian nationals. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has confirmed that efforts are underway to prepare the necessary documents to rescue the remaining individuals, including other Nepali citizens reportedly jailed in Iran. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Rana Deuba had earlier requested the Indian government's support in evacuating a total of 16 Nepali citizens as part of India's broader evacuation efforts from the region. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now an international news update. A new intelligence assessment has cast doubt on the recent U.S. military strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. The BBC quoted a report from the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency as saying the strikes failed to destroy Iran's nuclear program. The White House has dismissed the report as flat-out wrong, calling it a clear attempt to demean President Trump. The President's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, went further, denouncing the leak as treasonous. Meanwhile, in a development offering a glimmer of stability in the region, a ceasefire between Israel and Iran appears to be holding. Both governments have acknowledged the truce remains in place. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy across the country today. There is possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi and Sudhur Paschim provinces today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is like also likely to occur at some places in the hilly areas of the country. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of all the provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives passes appropriation bill by majority. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli defends next fiscal year's budget. Government forms high-level probe committee led by former Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi over visit visa scam. Opposition parties reject Bairagi-led committee demanding parliamentary probe committee. And U.S. strikes fall short. Intelligence report says Iran's nuclear sites remain intact. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.